Well, I'm sitting here with Amberlee Snyder, the Session 4 speaker. Tell us a little bit what the story you had for FFA members here at the 88th National FFA Convention.
Well, I was able to share with them my story. I've been riding horses since I was 3 years old and competing already since I was 7. I was involved in a rollover car accident at 18, which definitely changed my whole life. The doctors, gave me the prognosis of being paralyzed from the waist down. Since then, I've returned to competing in rodeo with a seatbelt on my saddle, which has helped me to get back into that rodeo arena. And I was able to share with them that story, as well as other stories of, you know, triumph over tragedy, of those moments where we've been able to dig a little deeper and go beyond what we ever expected.
What would you say that biggest challenge was to overcome your fear of maybe getting back on a horse, knowing that it would be difficult and not the same as it was before your accident and now how you do it today?
So that was one of the trickiest parts, was being able to get back on and have it be different, because we all want that one thing to never change. And for me, I had to change my perspective. I had to take it as, okay, I'm very blessed that I'm back on my horse, and the difference I'm able to make in other people's lives just because I strapped myself to a saddle has been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. You see, just from walking from point A over here to interview with us, you were stopped numerous times. And I think that just shows the impact that your story has made with FFA members. And what would you say, what motivates you to get up every morning and live your life to the fullest, knowing that it's not going to be the same? And what motivates you to come out here and do what you're doing today?
Well, it's been an amazing experience, honestly, from the beginning. Being in a wheelchair is not easy. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that. It's not something that I would recommend to anybody. But the moments where you get to go above and beyond what you ever expected, those are those moments that are amazing, not only for me, but hopefully for other people. To inspire them and motivate them to keep going, that's what really helps me. I mean, I get messages daily on any social media that I have of lives that I've been able to change or touch or impact. And those are really what shows me that even though I'm in this silly wheelchair, I still am able to make a difference.
Just like any good motivational person to others, who's behind you? Who pushes you to do your best every day?
My family and the Lord. Between both of those things, I'm definitely able to get where I want to go. I have my best friend, Emmy, too. She has been with me through this whole experience and has seen those hard days of college where it wasn't what I expected. And really, between all three of those, I've been able to be where I am now.
Amberlee, what would you say would be a message out of the whole speech that you gave at today's session for FFA members to take back home and maybe to share within their own communities and send a little bit of what you've told them back to others who weren't able to see you in person today?
So I feel like we all have those challenges in our lives. We're all going to have those obstacles from one degree to another. Never look at yours and think that it's not as big as somebody else's, because we're all going to have them and we're all going to handle them in our own way. And I would tell people that no matter what you're facing, you really have the strength to overcome it. With the support of your family and the support of the Lord and support of your friends, no matter what that is. I mean, it can seem like the grimmest, the hardest day you've ever had, but you are capable of getting up and keep going on the next one.
Now, finally, you mentioned in your speech that you hope to return to the American, the world's richest one-day rodeo, as you said on stage. Are those plans still something you're pursuing? If so, how are you feeling about that next competition?
Oh, man. So I am able to go again this year with the votes from fans. I didn't want to, make a huge deal on stage, but they opened up the fans exemption again. I asked Randy Bernard from RFD. I said, hey, can I go again? And he said, I don't control how fans vote. So I said, okay, that's all I need to hear. With the help of the fans and with support, I can make it back to the American. This year, I'm going to be more ready than last year, so that hopefully we'll be even closer to that million.
Well, you heard it straight from the source. Our Session 4 speaker here at the 88th National FFA Convention, Amberlee Snyder. Reporting from the 88th National FFA Convention, I'm Thomas Shaw.